This is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Oh, a very happy Monday to you. And it's December. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I'm absolutely loving this time of year. It's just beautiful here in California. I was just talking to a friend in Michigan and it's starting to get super, super cold. As a matter of fact, my producer, Nate, just said this morning was one of those mornings that he was like, ugh, yuck. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to speak to my guest today. His name is Terry James Woods. And I happen to have a personal relationship with him. I met Terry in 2015, and he has just an extraordinary story of, let's call it, transformation, but it's faith and it's spirit and it's gutsy, and it took everything he had to go through this extraordinary metamorphosis. And I am so excited to have him on the show. So I'm going to let you tell your story today, Terry, and we're just going to talk all about what you had to go through to get where you are today. Terry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Miss Jane. It's good to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you, too. So Terry, you and I met at an event for my sponsor, Go Cleanse, back in 2015. And I'll never forget the moment that you walked into the room because you were a little bit late to this event. We were doing a big Lex and Terry fun radio event where we were kind of presenting our products and everything. And you walked in and you were a little bit shy. And I remember greeting you and saying, come on in, you know, grab a water. And you just sort of, I lost track of you at that point. And then I got really busy. But after the event, you stood patiently at the table that I was seated at and waited. I felt like it was almost divine intervention because you were patient and you waited. It seemed like to speak with me. And that is the day that you and I met. So tell me why you came in that room and what motivated you to get started on this transformative journey.
Well, originally I went to the event because I'd heard all about Go Cleanse on the radio, and I'd been listening to Lex and Terry talk about it for literally a year. And I went that day kind of half to meet the guys and mainly to find out about this product. At the time, I was well over 400 pounds, and I was not healthy. I wasn't happy. And I know I've mentioned to you before about the fact that, you know, I was single, and anytime I walked into a room to try to get a female's attention, it was like I was invisible. I was this big, huge guy, but nobody ever saw me. And I remember that day pretty vividly, too, because I remember the fact that you definitely saw me. And you and Dee, I mean, I've said it before, y'all saved my life that day. And if I wouldn't have found you that day, I don't know where I'd be right now. Well, I went from 418 pounds to 200 pounds. I literally lost a person.
You really did. You know, when you told me about being invisible, I mean, it broke my heart. Because here you are, you're this 400-pound human being. You're a big boy. But for you, it was like people were not seeing you. They were looking past you and they weren't engaging with you. You know, you told me a story where you would go into the bank and, you know, you had to jump up and down to get a teller's attention because they didn't want to look at you. To me, that I don't understand, but I've never been 400 pounds. But there are so many people on the planet that are obese and grossly obese and have this problem. And it's breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I can't even, you know, because you're people and we all have crap going on. We all have problems. We all, but people show it in different ways. And with obesity, you wear your problem on the outside. You're wearing it, you know, and it's visible. Where there's other people that are thin, that are walking around, that are way more screwed up, that got, they've got their stuff, but because they don't wear it on the outside, it's not visible to the naked eye. So okay, so you walk in these rooms, you get started on the program. Was it like a mental shift? Like, where were you just like, all right, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tell me what that snap judgment moment felt like. And was it like this bolt of lightning, or was it a gradual situation?
Well, it was gradual up until that day. But I had gotten to the point where I'm, you said it very well, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you see a big guy like that, and you think, oh, big, strong guy. No, I was far from strong. I'm strong now. I mean, you think strength when you see a big person, but that's not what they are. You're anything right. but strong when you're like that. I mean, my job, where I work at, I have to open big, huge metal doors every day, all day long. And at 418 pounds, it took everything I could to push one of those doors open. Hmm. And now I'm jumping out of the truck, swinging them wide with one hand.
Wow. When, okay, so you're a truck driver by trade. And, you know, like you said, you know, it took everything you had because you weren't strong. You had a lot of girth, but there was no muscle to it. So as you're going through your change, it happened pretty rapidly. Did you feel like it was, did you feel healthy as you were doing it? Like, you know, every milestone that you hit, were you kind of incredulous? Like, what is going on here?
Well, that first cleanse day was just like everybody told me it was going to be. It was the worst day of my life. But the second cleanse day, I felt better. And then I got to the end of that week and I literally went and took my scale back to Walmart and got a new one, because when I got on the scales and it said I was 22 pounds down in a week, I couldn't believe it. So I literally went back and got another scale and took it home, and it still read the same, you know. And by the end of the month, I was almost 50 pounds down, and you know, by the end of 6 months, I was 160 pounds down.
Wow.
And it just works. That's
wow.
There's nothing else to say about that. It changed my life. You know, instead of being the invisible guy in the room, I'm the guy that's got to be careful that I don't upset my girlfriend from all the girls trying to flirt with me.
Got to beat the ladies off with a stick now. That is awesome. With this change, I mean, it's not just about losing weight. It's about kind of just getting your life back, because now you are able to do extraordinary things that for a 400-pound man, you were unable to do. And we're going to take a little bit of a break in a minute, but I want you to tell me the story about what you had made a promise to your son about something that you would do that you were unable to do at 400 pounds, but now you are able to do with him. And we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in the middle of your journey too. So if you're listening today, my guest is Terry James Woods. He's a young man that I met in 2015. And at the time he was, as in his words, well over 400 pounds. Today he is 200 pounds. He literally lost an entire human being. He feels great. He has an extraordinary spirit and just so much determination, but it gives so much hope. If you're out there and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I just can't do this, because it's really hard to go from sitting on the couch and not eating well to taking that first step. So Terry, when we come back, let's talk about what happened to you in the middle of your journey with the accident that you had. And also let's talk about the difference of your lifestyle today. Like, just for instance, right now, the difference of physically what you can do. You have different activities now, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's day and night. I mean,
so
I went from just playing video games with my kid to kayaking and hunting and fishing like I told him we were going to do so many years ago.
So off the couch.
Outrunning me, I'm outrunning him.
That's incredible. And it's an inspiration, too, to your young boy. I mean, you know, he sees you, he sees the transformation, and he sees you caring about your health. And you're going to live a really, really long life, where I think before it probably would have been cut short had you not taken this bull by the horns and decided to do something about it. We are on the show is called Voices of Vision. My guest is Terry Woods. We're talking about his incredible inspiration and transformation from a 400-pound man to a healthy, vibrant 200-pound man. And we'll be back in just a bit. We're going to hear from my sponsor on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
It's Nancy Newcomer, host of your Back to the Kitchen Minute on Empower Radio, and I also do middays at 98.5 KFOX in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm on a 30-day cleanse right now, and I wanted to share with you why I think the fall is a great time to get on this. We are heading right toward Thanksgiving and Christmas when all the indulgences come our way, and it's a really great time to get a handle on your health. I just returned from a vacation, and I was feeling a little sluggish, so I decided to get back on the cleanse, and that's what I'm doing. I'm feeling great, and the best part about it, too, is I'm breaking out my crock pot and cooking lots of warm, healthy meals. That's what I love about Go Cleanse. You can cook really good food and be on the program, drop the pounds, cleanse your body, and lose inches as well. If you want to ask any questions, you can contact a Go Cleanse coach. Go to their website at gocleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
Today, I've got my good friend Terry Woods on the show, and this show on Voices of Vision today is about faith, it's about hope, it's about determination, inspiration, and transformation. And I am so happy that you would take the time to join me. I know that you have, you work kind of odd hours, so you're probably, I probably woke you up from your day to do this interview, Terry. So I really appreciate you coming on the show and talking to me about your journey. So here you are.
Anything for you, Jane.
Aw, I love you too, man. So you go from 400 pounds, you lose quite a bit of weight, and then something happens. Tell me about the day that you got in the accident and what happened. Like, how much weight had you lost before you this happened to you?
I was right at 180 pounds down, I think, 170 pounds, somewhere in there.
Okay. So and now, go ahead.
Feeling pretty invincible. So I decided I was going out on some jet skis with a friend. And, we were probably doing about 70 on the jet skis when my friend fell off of hers and it cut in front of me. I had about 2 seconds to decide what I was going to do. My son was on the back of it, so I kind of threw him clear and I ended up taking the blunt. So I split my head open, broke 4 ribs, my right hip, and the left side of my pelvis.
Man. A
couple of months in the wheelchair there.
Yeah. So at this point, I mean, first of all, there's kind of some irony here because you would not have been on that jet ski at 400 pounds. That's something you could not do. And then you finally get this opportunity to go, you feel invincible and you're going to go play and this remarkable accident happens. But it didn't stop you from your goals. You know, you're in the hospital and what did you ask your brand spanking new girlfriend to do for you?
Go get my good friend.
Go get your Go Cleanse. So you come back from the accident and then what happens? Do you rehab and then you just start working out again, right?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, it's a lot more than just losing the weight too. Cause if I would have just lost weight, I wouldn't have been strong enough.
Right.
To literally throw my son clear of that. I skipped him like a rock off the water, and he was fine.
Right. Wow.
He had no injuries.
Hmm. So it's about being, you know, that strength that comes into it. Now, do you work out at the gym now?
Yes, ma'am. Typically about 4 days a week.
Wow, that's incredible.
I'm off a little bit today to talk to you. I'll have to make it up tomorrow.
There you go. So here you are, you know, your life has changed a lot. How do you feel on the inside now? Do you still feel like there's got to be some head stuff going on from losing that much weight? You're a completely different human being to look at, but you're still the same guy on the inside. So how was that switch for you? Like, are there still some things going on where you have to just go, okay, yeah, I'm not that guy anymore. I'm this guy. Like, how does that work?
There is times when I have to, like, look in the mirror and remind myself that I don't look like that anymore. I mean, but most of the time I'm feeling so well. It's like before I was just trudging along, and now I have this fire inside, you know? That's what I tell my son, you know, keep God in your heart and a fire in your soul and you'll be just fine.
There you go. That's amazing. Before you were trudging along, and now you have the fire inside. That's really beautiful. And what's next for you? Like, you've accomplished something that so many people are desiring, to change their life and to be able to get healthy. It's about weight loss, but it's really about health and living a long, fruitful life and feeling good. You know, it's one thing to be all fit and thin and whatever, but it really is about health. So how is your health? Were you on any medications at 400 pounds?
I've actually gotten pretty lucky. I was starting to get high blood pressure and watching my sugar real close, but I hadn't got to the point of medication yet.
Wow.
I was like right at the borderline. They were talking about doing sleep apnea test and everything else. And then the next time I went in for a physical, and I'm being a driver, you got to do regular physicals. I was going and doing my physical and getting like 90 day passes and like, you know, a year. But now when I go and get my physical, I get the full 2 years every time, and I don't have any problem getting it at all.
How is it when people see you that haven't seen you in a long time? So did you run into that where people had known you?
I run into a lot of people not recognizing me. That's so who I am.
They don't? Like, you know them. You're like, oh, hey, it's me.
Yeah.
Do they freak out when you tell them?
At all. Yeah.
Wow.
Once I tell them who I am, then they go, oh, yeah, wow, man.
Wow, that's wild. Now, were you always big? Were you big as a young man?
I was never a small guy, but I definitely, after my kids were born, I kind of swelled up like a balloon. As a teenager, I was kind of a built guy, but you know, right along in the 20s there, kids were born and I was eating everything they were eating. Then I started driving a truck and I was eating everything they were eating and sitting on my butt all day long.
Right. So do you have to, watch it? Like, do you freak out like and think, oh my God, if I have one donut, I'm going to blow up again? Like how do you work that in your head?
Well, it's really not a problem now. Cause if I do, you know, like a holiday, like Thanksgiving or something comes along and I eat a little bit here and there, it's almost a crutch, but you know, I can just do a cleanse.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. And when when he's talking about a cleanse, it's the sponsor of my show is Go Cleanse. And you know, I've seen the power of this program, and this isn't about selling it at all. It's just really about getting people healthy. And that's that's really what the owners of the company are all about, too. I mean, we had a story of a man just recently that was almost 400 pounds and it, you know, we heard his story and we're like, oh my gosh, you know, we know where that is because we have people like yourself who have been extremely successful by following the protocol. And now you just kind of, do you drink a shake every day?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, I got one in there waiting for me right now.
That's awesome. That's really great. So my guest today is Terry Woods. And, you know, this young man went from being an invisible 400-pound man to a healthy, vibrant 200-pound man. What's next for you? Like, is there something you really always wanted to do and you weren't able, and now you can do that?
Oh, we're going to go round two on the jet skis. It's just going to be more careful.
You better be.
Yeah. Plan on doing some real hiking in the mountains.
Okay.
Really soon, like spring, me and my son.
Oh,
I've been
great.
Having to get him ready because actually he goes to the gym with me on Saturdays. And a couple of weeks he didn't want to go. And I found out that he didn't want to go because I was showing him up in the gym.
Oh.
So I had to, yeah, I had to pull him aside and say, look, buddy, I'm supposed to show you up right now. And, you know, when you're 18, you know, 16, 18, and I'm showing you up, then it's a problem.
Right. Oh, wow. That's so sweet. So what would you say to someone that's listening to this that is just kind of hitting that wall where you were the day before you walked into the Go Cleanse meet and greet with Lex and Terry? What would you say to somebody right now?
You can do believe in yourself. If you don't do it with Go Cleanse, do it with something.
Right.
Get yourself
right.
Healthy. It's not worth it to live like that. You're not living.
Yeah.
There's so much life out there that you're missing right now.
It's hard, huh? It's a really tough space to be in, to be that person that, you know, I think it is like with anything, you need to take that first step. You know, you've got to decide. You have to, you know, mentally prepare yourself and say, I'm going to get up and take a walk, or I'm going to start eating better, or I'm going to start drinking water instead of soda. Just those little conscious switches that you have to do. So
yeah, you don't have to be as extreme as I am, but you know, I haven't had a soda in 3 years. I just
good
don't
for
want
you.
Anymore.
Yeah, no, I can't. I gave up pop. Well, and I'm from Michigan, so we call it pop, but I never drink it. It's not even in my realm. I don't even think about, you know, and my children don't drink it. We just never had it around. The only thing we would keep is ginger ale in case somebody had a little, you know, it's a wives' tale, but it would soothe your tummy. So if someone had a tummy ache, a little bit of ginger ale and soda crackers, and that was kind of how we handled that. But we don't drink pop.
That's a wives' tale or just a home remedy, because grandma used to always do that with us too.
Yeah, maybe. I know ginger, like fresh ginger, is supposed to be very soothing for the tummy, so it makes sense. But ginger ale's got a lot of sugar in it, so I don't know. Who knows?
Right.
But okay. So in closing here, you know, what's your message? What do you want to leave us with today? As far as, I mean, you just said some beautiful words about, you know, getting up and getting going. So anything else you want to tell us?
I don't want to sound like a salesman because I'm not.
No.
But, Go Cleanse saved my life. And if you're out there and you're looking in the mirror and you're unhappy and you're having trouble getting out of bed, you need to give it that all. You need to get out there and get you one of those cleanses and become who you really are. We're looking at that shell and spark that inner fire.
There you go. What'd you just say? Stop looking at what?
Looking at that shell. That's not who you are.
Yeah, it's not.
Spark that inner fire.
Love it. Man, you're lighting my inner fire. You know, and thank you for saying you're not a salesman, because this isn't about that. Whether someone wants to do Go Cleanse, I think that's fantastic, because I know you're living proof. So many great stories. But whatever it is you choose to do, just know that you can do it. And that's really half the battle, is just going for it. And, you know, find something that works. It doesn't have to be this program. You just need to kind of get up and get going and find whatever it is that works for you, because like Terry's telling us, there's a lot of life out there, and it's worth living. For you to go from playing video games to taking your son on hikes and taking him to the gym, enough said. That's living. That's incredible. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Terry. I really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to me on Voices of Vision.
Like I said, any time for you, Jane.
Aw, awesome. You've been listening to Voices of Vision. My guest is Terry James Woods. Total inspiration to me, and just a lovely human being on top of his journey to better health. You just could not find a more sincere, lovely Southern gentleman than my pal, Terry James Woods. Thanks again for listening to Voices of Vision. I'll be back next week with more inspiration.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.